Imagine your brain as a theater stage with limited lighting. Only a few actors can stand in the spotlight at once, and the director must choose who gets illuminated. This isn't just a metaphor. It's the reality of your prefrontal cortex, which can hold only about 4 ideas simultaneously despite consuming 20% of your body's energy. Your brain at work reveals why you struggle to focus when tired, why multitasking leaves you drained, and why you snap at colleagues under pressure. This isn't about character flaws. It's about understanding the biological constraints of your most complex organ and working with them rather than against them. When you grasp how your brain actually functions, everything changes. The limitations that once frustrated you become design parameters you can work around. The emotional reactions that seemed beyond control become signals you can interpret and redirect. What if your productivity challenges aren't about willpower or discipline, but simply using your brain in ways it wasn't designed to operate? What if small shifts in how you direct your attention could dramatically improve your performance, relationships, and well-being? Your prefrontal cortex, the walnut-sized region behind your forehead, functions as your brain's CEO, handling complex thinking like planning and decision-making. This executive center has 2 major limitations. It requires enormous energy and has restricted capacity. This explains why prioritizing feels impossible when you're overwhelmed. The very act demands significant mental resources, creating a catch-22. Despite productivity gurus' claims, true multitasking is neurologically impossible. What we call multitasking is actually rapid task switching, with performance dropping 20 to 50% when attempting 2 conscious tasks simultaneously. Constant email checking temporarily reduces functional IQ by 10 points, more than twice marijuana's impact. This occurs because your brain can only process 1 conscious task at a time. The conscious versus unconscious processing distinction is crucial. You can walk while talking, because walking is automated. But 2 tasks requiring active thought compete for the same limited neural resources. The solution isn't improving multitasking. It's being strategic about single-tasking. Automating repetitive tasks through practice, approaching tasks sequentially, and creating deliberate windows for different attention types. In today's hyper-connected world, office workers spend over 2 hours daily managing interruptions, take 11 minutes to engage with a project before being interrupted, and need 25 minutes to return to their original task. This constant disruption drains mental energy, with both external distractions, devices, notifications, and internal distractions, wandering thoughts, worries, competing for limited cognitive resources. Internal distractions are particularly challenging. People typically hold a thought for only 10 seconds before their mind wanders. Benjamin Libet's research identified a 0.2-second free-won't window between impulse and action that allows us to veto actions, explaining why activities with built-in rewards create hard-to-break momentum. Your brain requires a specific arousal level for optimal function. Too little stimulation causes unfocus, while too much creates anxiety that impairs thinking. This inverted U relationship depends on balancing norepinephrine, alertness, and dopamine, interest, to achieve engaged, focused thinking. You can influence the states deliberately. When under-aroused, create urgency through visualization or boost dopamine through novelty. When over-aroused, write ideas down or shift attention to different sensory inputs. The optimal arousal point, what Csikszentmihalyi calls flow, varies between individuals and occurs when using familiar routines in slightly novel ways that demand focus. Creative breakthroughs rarely come from relentless concentration. The harder you force them, the more elusive they become. This paradox exists because insights emerge from different mental processes than analytical thinking. When stuck in an impasse, you're applying familiar strategies to unfamiliar problems. Breaking through requires activating the right anterior temporal lobe, which connects distantly related information and works best when the brain is in a quiet, receptive state. Brain scans show increased alpha band activity before insights occur, the brain essentially idling. This quieting reduces mental noise, allowing subtle connections to emerge. When insights arrive, they come with gamma band waves, adrenaline, and dopamine that creates excitement. Strategies for generating insights include reducing pressure, taking breaks for light activities, quieting your mind, focusing on patterns rather than details, and simplifying problems to their essence. Consider your most creative solutions. Did they come while actively pushing for answers or when your mind was relaxed? Your most valuable thinking often happens not when trying hardest, but when creating the right conditions for insights to emerge. Your brain constantly evaluates environments for danger or reward, producing emotions that impact thinking. When threatened, even by simple challenges, your limbic system activates, impairing cognition. The brain responds more intensely to danger than reward, with threats triggering faster, stronger, and more persistent arousal. An aroused limbic system reduces mental processing capacity, increases negativity, and creates false connections between unrelated elements. Suppressing emotions backfires by maintaining or intensifying limbic arousal. Instead, try symbolic labeling, naming emotions, to reduce their intensity by engaging the prefrontal cortex, or cognitive reappraisal, reinterpreting situations for an even stronger calming effect. When emotions hijack your thinking, causing regrettable actions, recognize these as predictable neural events, not character flaws. Understanding your brain's threat detection system helps you identify emotional triggers and respond thoughtfully rather than reactively. Your brain is fundamentally social, with vast cortical resources dedicated to navigating relationships. Three primary social drivers influence behavior: connection, status, and fairness. Connection creates safety with others. When someone is categorized as a friend, you process their actions using the same brain regions as your own experiences. Status triggers pain regions when threatened, while fairness activates reward circuits, similar to receiving a good meal, often leading people to sacrifice personal gain to prevent unfair outcomes. The SCARF model, status, certainty, autonomy, relatedness, fairness, identifies five domains the brain processes as survival issues. When multiple elements are threatened simultaneously, emotional reactions intensify. Strong workplace reactions typically stem from basic brain responses to social threats and rewards, rather than personality conflicts. By recognizing these patterns, you can transform interactions by creating psychological safety, offering status increases, and ensuring fairness in all dealings. The difference between high performers and average ones isn't raw intelligence or effort, it's how effectively they manage limited mental resources. The key is developing your director, the awareness that observes your mental processes. Neuroscientists have identified two neural modes, the narrative circuit that filters experiences through personal interpretation, and the direct experience network that processes sensory information without narrative overlay. Regular mindfulness practice strengthens your ability to switch between these pathways intentionally. Building your director through consistent practice helps you work around prefrontal cortex limitations, manage emotions, navigate social dynamics, and facilitate change. These small shifts in brain functioning create massive differences in behavior and outcomes. With a well-developed director, you gain the freedom to choose responses rather than being driven by automatic reactions. In a world constantly pulling at your attention, directing your own spotlight may be the most valuable skill you can develop. Your brain isn't just something you have, it's something you can lead.